Between recording the next episode of my podcast, running a business, and all of the things life throws my way, sometimes it's good to just get away. Hola, ¿qué tal? It's Chiquis here. And let me tell you, I love booking a trip where I can escape. There's nothing like spending a few days at the beach, relaxing and spending time with family. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter your reasons, the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen. We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Before we jump in, we must warn you this episode contains content such as sexual abuse that may be disturbing to some people. Listener discretion is advised.
Sean ustedes bienvenidos al Palacio de Bellas Artes.
The theater comes to life as a voice announces the start of the concert.
Esta es la primera llamada. Primera llamada.
The grand hall is filled with guests dressed in evening gowns and tuxedos. Their voices echo off the marble floors and the elegant golden staircases. The theater doubles as a museum, showcasing paintings by Mexico's most renowned muralists, Siqueiros, Orozco, and Diego Rivera, you know, Frida Kahlo's husband. Some people stroll around, gazing at the enormous floor-to-ceiling murals depicting scenes from the Mexican Revolution. However, this is not any ordinary concert, but rather a gathering of the rich and powerful, an event with faces you usually only see in the newspapers. The VIPs on the event's invite-only list are a who's who of the Mexican elite. We're talking congressmen, senators, governors, secretaries of state, and businessmen all waiting to snap a photo with the apostle, champagne flutes in hand. And as the grand hall empties and they take their seats, the sound of the city filters in. You can hear the cries of street vendors selling sunglasses and hot tamales, with a classic barrel organ playing in the distance.
Esta es la tercera llamada. Tercera llamada.
Voices outside are chanting in unison. We can finally make out the name they are calling. The Nason they chant for is Nason Joaquin Garcia. But he is not a rock star or a musician. He isn't a prominent politician. He is the apostle of God, the leader of a church called La Luz del Mundo. La Luz del Mundo, or LLDM for short, means Light of the World, and the voices belong to thousands of his followers who have gathered to celebrate his 50th birthday. Unlike the crowd inside, most of the people outside are middle-class workers. Some wave banners that have images of Nason, pensive and smiling. Some have created huge signs, over 20 feet long, with phrases praising the apostle and his good works. It was evident that night how much Nason was admired and respected by so many influential people, and truly and deeply loved by a community of hundreds of thousands of faithful followers all around the world. He is, after all, the third-generation leader of a cult that started in Guadalajara, Mexico, now spanning more than 50 countries with over 5 million reported followers. In the US, there are now temples in all 50 states. That night, Nason basked in the outpouring of love and devotion from his faithful community. But all of it was about to implode. In just 2 weeks, their beloved leader would be unmasked as something far from holy. I'm Roberta Garza. This is Sacred Scandal, Season 2, La Luz del Mundo. Episode 1, The Fall of the Apostle.
It's the largest cult in the world that no one has ever heard of.
They believe that he was Jesus Christ on earth, God on earth.
Destructive cult, they're everywhere. And you don't know you're in a cult.
There's nothing there. There's no records.
They had that baby bear on a leash. All of the lions and tigers were in cages.
And so I remember as a little girl being groomed to be his concubine.
It wasn't even so much that he liked sex. He wanted something that was shocking, that depraved. The more depraved, the better.
Yo en ese momento sí pensé matarlo.
All I could think about was killing him. There I was, a 16-year-old kid with his aggressor.
On this season of Sacred Scandal, we dive deep into La Luz del Mundo. We will talk about how the world recently discovered their horrific crimes and why those crimes were kept in the shadow for so long. My name is Roberta Garza, a writer, journalist, and academic, and I want to share this story because I've had personal first-hand experience with things gone wrong in the church and other high-control groups, and I'm still coping. For more than 500 years, only one religion ruled in Mexico. That power belonged to the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church alone. Few would dare to encroach on the jurisdiction carved out by the force and domination of Vatican supremacy. Until La Luz del Mundo, or the Light of the World. This new Christian evangelical church, founded in 1926, did not kneel before a Father, Son, or Holy Spirit, but instead centered around its three patriarchs, the founder Aaron, his son Samuel, and finally his grandson, Nason. All were modern-day apostles and God's chosen ones who ruled their model communities with an iron fist. They were tightly aligned with the Mexican political elite. LLDM became the second biggest religious denomination in Mexico and is one of the fastest growing in the U.S., building a cult-like following that couldn't be touched for over a century. My research focuses on religion and high-control groups. I've worked extensively on Keith Raniere and Marcial Maciel, and now I'm diving into the dark insides of the Light of the World. Over the course of 12 episodes, we'll uncover the dark secrets of this megachurch and speak with its abuse survivors. We will investigate LLDM's corrupt influence, the harassment, extortion, and the murder accusations. This is episode 1, The Fall of the Apostle. Let's go back to May 2019, when Nason was happily celebrating his 50th birthday in Mexico City. It was no ordinary party. He was gifted with an opera concert composed in his honor, played by the Mexican National Marine Band and accompanied by a giant church choir. The gathering was held at the breathtaking Palace of Bellas Artes. If you've ever Googled Mexico City, you've surely come across a photo of Bellas Artes. It's an impressive Art Nouveau venue with iconic sunset-colored domes, the beating heart of Mexico's cultural world. Think of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York or the Tate Gallery in London. When you step into the Bellas Artes marble halls, it's impossible to not feel a sense of awe as you stroll past massive bronze lamps and grand staircases. Most impressive of all is the colorful Tiffany glasswork that adorns the theater's curtain. To put it simply, Bellas Artes is a stunning building that's often referred to as the most important cultural center in all Mexico. Since Bellas Artes is a public cultural center in a secular state, they do not allow events with any religious affiliation. However, an exception was made for the apostle, Nason.
Yo jamás me esperé tanta gente afuera.
I never expected so many people to come out. I was impressed by how many people there were. I knew that it was being broadcasted live across all of Mexico and even in countries around the world. They tagged me on a ton of photos and videos on Instagram of people watching, and they weren't just from the United States. The sheer number of people watching was astounding.
That's Ángel Macías, A member of La Luz del Mundo and a singer of the choir who performed that night alongside the National Marine Band at Bellas Artes.
Porque yo lo que sí te puedo decir es que cuando...
Once I heard that the director Nason Joaquin would be present, I needed to be there. I couldn't pass up an opportunity to hear him. Just see him.
The event was strictly invite only. That's why so many of the ordinary LLDM followers were huddled outside. They had no chance of getting in. Yet they stood, forming a crowd, excitedly holding posters of Nason. Followers came far and wide to be in the proximity of their leader. Just like fans eagerly awaiting outside a pop star's hotel while the VIPs were escorted through by the security detail. Soon after the concert took place, people started asking questions. Why was a public cultural venue being used to celebrate the birthday of an evangelical leader? The Ministry of Culture released an official statement saying that the celebration was never meant to be a tribute to Nason Joaquin Garcia, that it was just a concert. But the image of Nason's face plastered across hundreds of billboards and flyers distributed throughout the country to promote the event made it hard to believe.
Porque yo lo que sí te puedo decir con mucha seguridad y mucha certeza es que fue un...
I can assure you that this event was utterly and totally a cultural and musical presentation. It was just one big concert with plays and operas and nothing to do with religion. This wasn't a religious event.
I wasn't surprised to hear that the Ministry of Culture and the church followers were aligned when it came to the official public relations damage control messaging. Those in Mexico know that La Luz del Mundo is untouchable. How did Nason Joaquin Garcia amass so much influence and become so politically connected? I've had my own experience with the power of La Luz del Mundo. In the summer of 2015, I learned that the then governor of my home state, Nuevo León, had flown the hour and a half flight to Guadalajara to kiss the ring of Nason Joaquin Garcia at one of LLDM's main celebrations. I was intrigued by the story and decided to write about it. Shortly after it came out in the national paper Milenio, LLDM filed a discrimination lawsuit against me. They took umbrage with a line in my article. I had described the church as a backwards organization. This ordeal dragged on for 5 long years that, frankly, I'd rather forget. But as a journalist, I was curious. Why would a religious group go to such lengths to intimidate a reporter who barely mentioned them in a short article? That was 8 years ago. Since then, I have spent a lot of time trying to uncover what was really going on with La Luz del Mundo. And what I discovered was way beyond my worst expectations. That's after the break.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The millions of devout followers in La Luz del Mundo are not casual observers. You can't just show up at an LDM church and say, hey, I want to join. It's a process that takes years, even decades of commitment and dedication, requiring grueling rituals and displays of sacrifice.
You had a 5 a.m. church, a 9 a.m. church, and a 6:30 or 6 o'clock church, which is the last one.
Elisa Flores knows it well. She grew up in the church during the 70s with her family in the small town of Luling, Texas. A daughter of one of the first families to convert to LLDM in Texas, her entire life was devoted to the church and its apostles. She was named Elisa as a tribute to the founder's wife.
Normally, our father always went to the 5 a.m. church. And if, like, on a weekend or in the summer, we went with our father, he would always reward us and take us to Dunkin' Donuts or Shipley Donuts. So we wanted to go to get donuts. We wanted to go to church, but we wanted to go get the donuts.
Elisa's father entered LLDM after an introduction from a fellow truck driver who was a member.
And he invited him several times. And my dad, for about 5 years, said no.
He had been suffering from alcoholism and depression. The straw that broke his back was when one day he woke up to the dog licking him on his messy kitchen floor, half-dressed, covered in vomit. So he finally accepted his friend's invitation. In the church, he found the support and community he desperately needed, and he got better.
It helped him get out of what he was going through. So he felt needed. Like, they needed a person that drove trucks to do this and that. They needed my mom, she cooked cakes. Oh, we need a person to make cakes. And so then they felt like, hey, this is a good place for us to be.
4 months pregnant with Elisa, her mom got baptized in the church. Elisa came out an LLDM newborn. Her destiny was sealed.
When you're born in the church, your parents, they promise the church that they're going to raise you in the doctrine of the church.
Joining LLDM Church might well have saved Elisa's father from alcoholism and depression, and provided her parents with a feeling of importance and belonging. Their lives were upended, for better or worse. LLDM's foremost principle is obedience and submission to the apostles' wishes. Whatever they may be about, how you dress, your soul salvation, or maybe a new car for his coming birthday. Church attendance 3 times a day is mandatory. Followers are expected to be chaste, dress conservatively, and live lives of extreme simplicity, unburdened by material goods in order to give all non-essential income to the church and spend any free time fundraising for LLDM. Elisa remembers how, after school and on weekends, the family sold flowers for the apostle.
We, you know, devein the roses, like take all the thorns off, you know, make the rose arrangements. And then you go and from 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock to 8 or 9 o'clock at night when the sun goes down, you're there selling flowers. And we're doing all of this for free because we don't get paid for this. And all of the money goes back to the church.
In addition to fundraising, Elisa's parents turned over a significant portion of their income to the church, more than the 10% that was required of them.
And then you have, like, the big offerings where, like, they want to buy a gift for the apostle. And you have to do an offering with love.
Offerings of love consisted of standing up in the church and announcing to the whole congregation how much you were giving. Every pastor kept a tally of each member's generosity. And woe to the ones who were not giving enough.
Then they look down on you and they tell you, is that all the faith you have? Don't you know that this is to make the apostle of God happy? He wants this land and all you can give is $100, $200?
For Elisa, this all seemed normal. Her family's involvement in the church was all-encompassing. As other kids go to dance classes, to soccer practice, or dress up as their favorite stars and singers, she remembers playing church with her brother as an 8-year-old.
We would even separate our chairs because in our church, the men sit on one side and the women sit on the other side. So we would set up our little room like a church. When we went swimming, we would baptize each other. We were playing church.
Being a member of LLDM means a total commitment to the church and to the apostles.
You also have to believe in the apostle of God. If you don't believe in the apostle of God, then you don't go to heaven.
The belief that the apostle was personally chosen by God to restore his true church on earth is the cornerstone of LLDM's faith. For them, the Vatican and everything that came after is corrupted. By God's appointment, LLDM's leader is Christ's 13th apostle. He can speak directly to God and is himself revered as almost divine, capable of summoning angels and of opening or closing the gates of hell for the rest of the mortals. Only one apostle serves at a time, and he is the sole leader of the flock, responsible for carrying out God's will on earth. But believing in the apostle's divine appointment is just the beginning.
Everything that you do in this cult revolves around you going to heaven. And if you do these things, so you're basically your whole life, you're walking on eggshells because you don't want to do anything wrong because you don't know at any time, like they always teach you, at any time God's going to come to call you and your time is up. And are you going to go to heaven or hell?
There are many things you can do wrong inside LLDM, and they surely let you know when you do. But one of the worst things you can do inside the church, the one that gives you a guaranteed ticket to hell and a good reason to be shunned from the otherwise loving community, is talking trash about the apostle.
They have songs about God filled them with leprosy because they were talking against the apostle. The ones that speak against the apostle, the devil has got a hold of them.
In LDM, adult responsibilities come at you very fast. That would be at age 14 when Elisa got to experience a real baptism, her own.
Once you turn 14, you're considered an adult in the church. Prior to the age of 14 or prior to you being baptized, your parents are responsible for you. And if you die, you'll go to heaven if your parents' testimony is good. If they're not, then you go to hell. Once you get baptized, you're responsible for your own salvation.
Only after baptism does a believer finally join LLDM as a full-fledged member. As you get into the water and it covers first your mouth, then the nose, then your eyes and hair, cleansing your sins, but also your innocence. You're now supposed to know what you're doing, and you must carry your own weight. You have become the keeper of your own soul. And most importantly, your allegiance to the apostle is now a personal affair. After her baptism, Elisa could not rely on her parents to be responsible for fulfilling her tithes and obligations anymore. And there were a lot of those. Because if LLDM's flock is supposed to be humble and austere, the apostle and his closest relatives are regarded as royals. Quite literally, the youngest scions are called princes and princesses. They live in a luxury that not only is not seen as offensive, makes the members proud. Devout members proudly give so the apostle can travel in fancy cars and dress like a movie star. And they hang pictures of him in his silk shirts and custom-made suits at the most prominent walls in their homes or offices, carrying miniature portraits in their cars and wallets for good measure.
I do remember having several pictures in my house, in my aunt's house, which is where I'd grow up, and my grandparents' house.
This is Sochil Martin, a former member of LLDM who remembers growing up with these images all around her.
So, and anywhere in my family, aunts, uncles, cousins, it doesn't matter. Every home that you went to of LDM, there were pictures of the apostles nearly everywhere in our room. And that sort of also proved like how much you believed in the apostle. like how many pictures you had in your home.
But who was Nason Joaquin, the man behind the flattering, pensive poses on those ever-present images? The third in a line of family members, all apostles, Nason came into power having been born into it. Since he came into this world as the son of God's chosen one, his every move was adored, revered, and cheered on. The little princeling could do no wrong. Former LLDM pastor Joel Silva recalls meeting Nason before he became the third apostle.
Nason was a young guy. When I met him, he was a young man, but very cocky, very entitled, with a lot of entitlement.
At the time, Joel was tasked with building what would become LLDM's flagship temple in Hermosa Provincia, a neighborhood of around 5,000 people in Guadalajara. Everyone who lives there is a believer. It is considered the headquarters and beating heart of La Luz del Mundo. That's where the apostles' house, the Casa Real, sits. Joel's parents were missionaries, and they were close to the apostles' family.
Nason accomplished his power and charisma through imposition, you know, using his authority, not through, treating well the people around him, especially not his subordinates, you know. Maybe with the congregation was very smiley and very careful with his manners and everything.
Joel also recalled that when Nason preached to his congregation, he would always appear impeccably dressed. In a tailor's suit with a silk shirt, wearing bejeweled watches and exuding confidence, flashing a big smile.
Dale gloria a Dios, hermano que estás fuera. Hermano que estás alrededor de los niños.
Attention to detail, to appearances, the commitment to a mirage of perfection was important to the apostles. On the surface, La Luz del Mundo seemed picture perfect. The body of the church boasted a thriving international congregation, an orderly, happy flock, attention-grabbing temples, spiritual transcendence, security, and a sense of belonging for its members. Until it didn't. More on that after the break.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Chiquis from the Chiquis and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
June 2019. The skies over Los Angeles buzzed with the hum of a private jet. Just a little over 2 weeks after Nason's 50th birthday bash, the grand concert at Bellas Artes, he was traveling in style to California, looking forward to a relaxing vacation. The plane touched down at LAX, away from the main terminals, and came to a stop. Nason walked down the stairs of the plane in his $5,000 suit, holding a leather briefcase, expecting to see his usual car with tinted windows and comfy seats ready to take him to one of the three houses he has in Los Angeles. Instead, he was met by agents from the FBI, Homeland Security, and ICE, with a warrant for his arrest. I would love to be able to tell you how many agents there were, what they said to him, and what Nason said back as they handcuffed him. But the district attorney and the agents involved declined to comment. What we do know is that Nason was instructed to open his briefcase and lay out his belongings, and his passport, an iPad, and an iPhone were immediately confiscated. Nason's vacation would have to be postponed indefinitely.
Religious leaders are supposed to have the best interests of their followers and congregations in mind. Officials say that is not what the leader of the Light of the World Church was doing. Instead, they say he was abusing his position of power, taking advantage of people, families, and young children for his own sexual desires.
On Monday night, my office arrested Nason Joaquin Garcia.
A day of reckoning for the man whose millions of followers call him the Apostle, Jesus on Earth. Nason Garcia admitting in court he sexually abused young girls at his church.
Nason's bail was set at a record-breaking $90 million. A Los Angeles court charged him with counts including human trafficking, child pornography, and the rape of a minor. The church was in a frenzy. They forbade their members to watch the news or check the internet. They claimed it was all Satan's work. As the devil had tempted Christ in the desert, now he was testing the apostle. To no one's surprise, Nason's followers, like Elisa, adamantly rejected his guilt.
When we were told in church that he was arrested, they brought down this big screen, this projector screen, and they put on the video. And the bishops told us that the apostle of God had gotten arrested and that they would be our form of communication, that we were supposed to be looking at anything other than what they tell us to, or that they would be the ones to tell us the truth about what was going on.
That was until she visited her brother, Moises, who had recently left the church.
My brother, he starts telling me, "Hey, Elisa, what do you think about this stuff that's going on with Nason?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's an immigration thing." And he was like, "No, it's not." And I'm like, "Yes, it is." And he goes, "No, this is about sexual assault. This is about he did stuff with kids." And I was like, "No, it's not." And he's like, "Yes, Elisa, that's what it is, because I never looked it up."
Elisa could obey her pastors no longer. When she went online and saw the victim's depositions, her whole world came crashing down.
This was my identity. This was my life. My church was my life. And my life was a lie. My whole life, my whole being, everything was a lie.
On this season of Sacred Scandal, La Luz del Mundo, we'll hear from a diverse group of experts, from historians and psychologists to lawyers and people close to the apostles. However, what matters most is that we'll be hearing firsthand from the survivors who are still reeling and healing from their traumatic experiences, from abuse, assault, and even attempted murder. They are the ones who are bravely fighting to expose LLDM for what it really is, a manipulative organization that has caused unimaginable suffering and even death.
You can't prove that there's a God. You can't prove that this person isn't a prophet of God.
So imagine being a little girl like myself who's being raised and thinking, "Hey, the apostle of Jesus Christ, you're going to be his wife." The money circulates and it somehow gets into the government and into society, but it all comes back somehow.
We stand here today and we are moving forward in court to speak for literally thousands of victims of Nason Joaquin Garcia. and his conspirators.
I know that at some point, the victims had some justice done, you know, and looking at him defeated, cowardly, silent, cowardly looking at the wall without the guts to turn his face to his victims.
What does it feel like to go from being a darling of Nason and the church to being an enemy of the apostle? That's on the next episode of Sacred Scandal, La Luz del Mundo.
Yo en ese momento sí pensé matarlo, honestamente pensé matarlo.
All I could think about was killing him. I looked at a rock and I thought, I'll break his face in with that stone. But I stopped. There I was, a 16-year-old kid with his aggressor. My father, and with good reason, being a judge, told me that the laws exist but are not applied in the country. They will kill you. From there, I created a battle plan, a strategy to put him in jail. I was focused.
Moisés Padilla was groomed by Nason's father, and then when he tried to speak out, he was hunted by the church's henchmen, stabbed dozens of times, and left to die on the side of the road. Threatened, attacked, and exiled, Moisés never gave up his quest for justice. How do you become a whistleblower after an attempt on your life? His story is on the next episode of Sacred Scandal, La Luz del Mundo. Sacred Scandal, La Luz del Mundo is a production of Exile Content Studio in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and is hosted by me, Roberta Garza. Produced by Sabin Jansen with the help of Stella Emmett, Reynolds Gutierrez, and Ana Isabel Octavio. Written by myself and Monisa Hinrichs. Research by Roberta Garza. Fact-checking for this episode by Marina Peña. Additional reporting by Florencia González Guerra García. Engineering by Hugo Mendoza. Sound design by Patrick Quiñones. Original music by Patrick Hart. Edited by Ryder Alsop and Rose Reed. Executive producers are Rose Reed, Carmen Graterol, Isaac Lee, and Nando Vila. Daniel Batista oversees audio at Exile Content Studio. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Bances and Arlene Santana. Sacred Scandal was created by Melanie Bartley and Paula Barros. Special thanks to the voice actors who contributed to this episode, Alexis Cardosa, and to Sonic Union. For more podcasts, go to the iHeartRadio app or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Between recording the next episode of my podcast, running a business, and all of the things life throws my way, sometimes it's good to just get away. Hola, ¿qué tal? It's Chiquis here. And let me tell you, I love booking a trip where I can escape. There's nothing like spending a few days at the beach, relaxing and spending time with family. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter your reasons, the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.